69 215 110. I'm going down highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Stever, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm playing Tiki Bar Angel by Motel Limbo. I found Motel Limbo through Orange Pill Magazine, a publication for concert goers, playlist consumers, and music lovers. That's just what it says on their Instagram, okay? So they're more for the OC peeps. Hence Orange Peel. So yeah, they focus on OC bands. I've mentioned this before, like I'm from LA, but Motel Limbo is from Fullerton and they put out an album in July of 2023. And I think Orange Peel had just like posted that Motel Limbo was playing at the Night Owl. And so I checked them out. They had less than 1,000 listens. I really wanted to go. You guys know I love the Night Owl, but it was raining and my dog doesn't do well when it's raining. If there's a gig or an open mic at the Night Owl, it's usually outside. And then when they have to bring it in, it's just like way too close. I'm all for intimate like settings and stuff and venues, but that's a little bit too close. Yeah. Anyways, there was just something really intriguing about this band right off the bat. I almost went with Dog from Mars, but you know I love harmonica, so I just went with Tiki Bar Angel. And with that, I'm going to play a clip of the song, followed by a clip from the band. Yay! I finally got a clip from the band, you guys. I'm so excited. So yeah, we're gonna play those clips.
Drummer I found in summer, playing along with the hollow body guitar. You were the lure I had to follow, the kiss I had to swallow. I got caught up in the venture in your eyes. Tiki Bar Angel in a rockabilly crowd. Tiki Bar Angel, where are you now?
How's it going? We're Motel Limbo. Thanks for listening. We kind of reflecting on our song Tiki Bar Angel. You know, basically that's a song we had written about a rockabilly scene. And kind of it goes through the background of some of my experiences with the Hootenanny concerts. Back in the day, Orange County, we had the Hootenanny from the, you know, we had the Stray Cats, Joe Strummer, and all that good stuff. And basically, it's kind of flashing back on that scene. And basically, I had written these lyrics about falling for someone in that scene. And like, where did she go? Where did the scene go? When is it going to come back? And basically, that's what the song's about. It's about different genres. It's about different hip scenes coming in and out of the scene. And yeah, it's about falling for a gal in that scene.
So that was a jam for me. You know what? It's been a minute since I've listened to Blues Traveler, and I recently, like, someone else was playing it and I was like, oh my gosh. And then I just started listening to Blues Traveler like crazy. And I think that's why I just really wanted to play this song. I love the harmonica. I love how you got a little tease of it. And then you're like, are we going to get like a full harmonica like solo? And then we did with that funky bass. And it was just a fucking jam, dude. Yeah, I just thought it was interesting what he said about it being about a lady that you fall in love with like at the scene. It's good insight. Like, I don't know if I was really paying attention to the lyrics. I kind of got that vibe, but I was just really digging that harmonica. And like I said, listening to this whole album, it was really interesting. It was really like a trip for me the first time I listened because it was just so 90s. I heard so many bits of bands that I loved, and I don't know if they were going for this or, but this is just what I got. There was bits of like Rage Against the Machine and Jimmy Eat World. I'm not saying like full on, I'm just saying like bits and pieces that I heard of like Primus and Better Than Ezra, like with hints of like Weird Al vocals, which I love. It was just everything that I loved. And I've said this before, it's just how I connect with a band. That's just like personally how I connect, is how I'm like, oh, this reminds me of this and this reminds me of that. And the more the bands, like the better. And it's just how I connect because it's familiar to me. And after the first few listens, like it really does fade and you're like, oh, okay, well, this is Motel Limbo now. Like this is just like what the band sounds like. This is them now. And I can appreciate it for what it is, like their own stuff. I hope you dug Tiki Bar Angel. I hope you will check out Motel Limbo and check out their whole album. I'm really curious to see if you guys like listen and email me or DM me like what you heard in while listening. They have one full album out, Desert Pool, and it's long enough where it can get you on a drive. Maybe you'll take a drive if you're in SoCal. You'll take a drive to the House of Blues on May 24th. They're playing the Foundation Room with a bunch of other bands, like starting at 8. I think there's an acoustic set at like 6. Don't quote me, but you should follow them. Definitely follow them and get all the information yourself. That's Motel Limbo with one L. So it's kind of like a combination word. Tiki Bar Angel will be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110 podcast playlist, where you can find all the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. Like I said, follow Motel Limbo, all one word, on Instagram. Follow me at DeeferMusic, DeeFur Music on Instagram. Say hi to your dad for me. Thanks for listening. I hope you listen next time. Bye.